The future of programming, where everyone can create beautiful applications. The world of programming is always changing, but now, with AI tools, those changes are more pronounced and colorful. It is really important to begin learning programming as soon as possible, especially well-developed high-abstraction technologies like the ones used in web application development. With generative AI, user interface design is now more like an adventure, and flat UI, the boring thing that it has always been, is about to fall flat and splat. Companies would love to make boring applications, but classy and sophisticated users want to be entertained, like in science fiction movies. Skeuomorphism is about to make a huge return and stay here for a long time. The idea will probably grow to become animated and based on actual 3D objects. The walled gardens of app stores are about to fall as users begin using visual programming to make their own apps. Not apps like we know today, though to be honest with you, all the apps that we are using are very simple and are getting simpler and more primitive every day. But the new apps that visual programming will allow for will be more like networks of programs that get stuff done. It makes sense to choose where you want to send things next. Sometimes camera should send to files. Other times, camera should send to the web or inside a document. And passing information through a local AI so that it gets improved is already possible today. Phone apps and whatever comes with the operating system is usually just a brick of software that doesn't connect anywhere. In the world of visual programming, everything can have wires, input wires and output wires, so that data can be passed along through many high-level nodes and applications and operations. The future is all about streams of data that can be routed any which way you need. The graphics of an application should get a nice refresh at every version. They have to be more beautiful at every new release, similar to how desktop OS backgrounds seem to improve. And in the age of AI, everyone needs to have side projects making tiny little bits of money, especially young people. This is the promise of visual programming, allowing everyone to invent and publish. And with locally installed AI, that does not mean more work. It means more room for strategy and greater vision. A more daring vision where the AI does a lot of the work. Even today, programmers don't know what visual programming actually is. They think it's blocks like code or interactive visualizations that can create code. Visual programming is actually games, beautiful, useful little puzzles that when chained together make machines that then can again be connected together. A programmer sits behind the user's screen in visual programming. The programmer opens user interfaces on the user's screen. The user's screen, like a little game window, has actual representation in a visual program. It is a box that get sent user interfaces. And the user interface is just a layout scaffold, such as a grid, upon which components like forms and buttons are affixed. The visual programmer gets a grid they can configure, and they drag and drop UI components on top of it, where they can say, this component spans 2x2 cells, and that one 4x2. And programming the guts of an application is not at all hard. A database today is represented by objects. To configure a database, all the user has to say is, account has one profile, account has many songs, account has many playlists, and playlists have many songs. Again, all this is done visually by connecting interesting-looking boxes together. For completion's sake, the user interface is bound to a data tree. It cannot be modified directly, it is just read from. It is a nested data structure that automatically updates the UI when changes happen. Buttons execute actions that perform multiple simple tasks such as add to playlist, or set profile email, or delete song. So an action to create a playlist for a new song the user just got is playlist, create new, name untitled, add song, ID, something something. And then that song will be part of the new playlist, and then that will update the tree, and the tree will update the UI. Creating a new playlist refreshes lists that list all playlists, and adding a new song will, for example, update all songs list in the tree. Commands alter database objects, which then update the tree, and the user interface reacts with updates whenever the tree changes. Sometimes, there may be a need to translate the results of an object action into the tree, but there is always AI waiting to help. Security-wise, it is not at all wise to host everything on the internet, because hackers are probably already finishing up training new AIs to do all the hacking for them. Open source stripped down browser frameworks like Electron.js are a great and brilliant alternative to the web, which just updates too slow to be secure. All the components of the future are already here. All that is needed is the vision of connecting little machines that make programs. And before all the programmers protest, the little machines actually generate code that is easy to understand and edit for a professional programmer. Relax, it's all good. The world needs a vision of an endless desktop filled with little machines that can all be connected together to make better and more capable and more complex machines. And that one desktop is shared across all the connected computers that the user has. Just like games seem to have an infinite canvas, the new desktop works the same way. None of the little machines are any harder than an interesting puzzle, but they are all infinitely more valuable, as they represent means to get stuff done.